Punk started in England, but it was several years before it made its way into America's suburbs. For American teens and preteens, it was a new discovery. What was once an expression of working-class rage is now prepackaged individuality for teens with a yen for rebellion. Punk may well be dead in London and New York, but it's alive and well in suburbia.
Once again, beating on your undeserving eardrums,
it's Radio Like You Want!
With your host,
Mike Routier.
And Flag the Ripper.
Oh, fuck yeah, Mike. We've returned again with Radio Like You Want. It's a hardcore edition.
Oh, look out. Both barrels blasting, two fists in your face. American hardcore.
And I'll tell you what. I know we started with that silly little clip, but let's just get this out there. It ain't English, boys and girls.
That's right, Pilgrim.
It's straight up American, the form of music known as punk rock, but we're worldwide on this show. We globetrot. We love our English brethren, but they best to shut the fuck up when I'm punching Stephen Blush, American Hardcore.
This guy is out of control. Second edition of this book just came out. He's doing a tour all over the nation, going over to Europe, whatnot, what have you. Check out the website, American Hardcore Book. He's got this cool thing on there. It actually crashed the server when it went live, called 24 Hours of Punk. He put, that's right, 24 Hours of Rare Hardcore Records up on the website, free for you to download and listen.
That is some brilliant shit. You got to love Stephen Blush.
Yeah.
I remember him from back in the day, just barely. And, you know, when I was chasing whores
and
abusing substances.
Said, hey.
That's right. But when I was chasing whores and abusing substances, Steve was in there. He was booking Gigi Allen. He was booking Fang. He was booking hardcore shows.
Those
all
are
over
substances.
DC.
He was that's abusing right. them as well. Hey, speaking of going worldwide, we've been slacking on our features, so we're bringing it back. Globetrotter, we're going all the way to Nepal. A listener sent this track to us. It's a wacky track.
This
I can't even
Himalayan hardcore.
Himalayan hardcore. That's right. It's going to be wild, off the hook kind of stuff. This is all about hardcore, my friends. If you don't like hardcore, run to your radio right now and turn it off, because it's
this one
all
comes straight
hardcore.
From the listeners. We love our listeners.
Let's go back to the origins. Middle class, right here on Radio
Like You Want.
We'll be right back.
rules you can't fight. Could be trouble in your heart. Trouble in your heart. Trouble in your heart. Witness hunting with a loaded gun. Inside I know that I'm the one. Our neighbor sees him strike me dead. He takes the best pills and he goes to bed. The TV says that killer's free and they're blaming clowns. No people like me. Please come forth, the clues we can find. Could be trouble in the eye. Trouble in the eye. Trouble in the eye.
Trouble in the eye.
TV says the killer's free and they're blaming closed mouth people like me. Please come forth, the clues to confide. There could be trouble if you hide. Trouble if you hide. Trouble if you hide.
Globetrotter, spanning the nine continents of the globe to bring you the finest in punk rock and garbage music.
It's the United Nations of Noise, the International Brotherhood of Rock and Roll, a kumbaya of chaos and carnage.
So join us now, live from Points Unknown, as we bring you
Globetrotter.
Oh, that's right, Globetrotter, coming back at you this week. Herberto Humar, one of our listeners, sent this one in. He went to the website. He clicked on the link. It said, send us some tunes. He did it just that. Blag, what did he send us and from where?
This is a crazy one, Mike. This is wild. Gilberto, we love you. He sent this, and it's from Nepal. This is Himalayan hardcore from their Himalayan Frostbite EP.
Oh, classic.
This is the Reiko Rees with Jaro Mena Ayo on radio.
Like you won't,
I got
Himalayan hardcore at its finest there, Blag.
That is my favorite Himalayan hardcore band, Mike. By far.
Mine too.
Far and away, the Reiko Rees with Jaro Mena Ayo. Hey, thanks so much to Gilberto Humar. Go to RadioLikeYouWant.com. Tell us the songs you want to hear, and we will play that shit, fool.
That's right. We got each one of our features listed on there. Globetrotter, Estrogen OD, It Came From The Garage. Send us your track and tell us why you like it. Gerboto, no explanation why you like that one. We had to do our own research, and we don't like to work, my friend.
And Gilberto, now that sounds a little more Latin American. Doesn't sound Himalayan to me. How did he discover these people? There's a whole world out there, Mike, that
yeah, we
don't
to know
even
the
know about.
Gilberto, we want to know the truth. Tell us all.
That's right.
Listen,
and meanwhile,
let's hear what else we heard at that set there. The Frieza classic one. This is all about hardcore. Steve Blush, American hardcore, 1980 to 86. We are covering the years like you've never covered them before. The Frieza with their Trouble If You Hide from the classic must-have 101 record. This is Boston, Not L.A. Came out in 1982. Before that, Bad Brains, Pay to Come. And we started off with Middle Class Out of Vogue from the Out of Vogue 7-inch. Those are some pioneers right there.
I'll tell you what, man. That is hardcore, original hardcore. Remember, we got our interview with Steve Blush coming up later on. It's going to keep you on the edge of your motherfucking seat, my
but
friend.
But first, we want to fuck some authority, don't we, Blake?
That's right, we do. And this ain't just a record by Pennywise. This is a classic number. Busted Out, Wasted Youth on radio.
Like you want!
We can live our own lives.
Fuck authority.
What is wrong, rule the song?
Fuck authority.
You need not to fight.
Fuck authority.
Stand up for your rights.
Fuck authority.
Officials give us too much shit. No longer can I deal with it. It's one push, it shove me around. It's one knock me to the ground. They tell me how to act. We're not to wear. They see people like. Do not swear. Fuck authority.
Right, we're here with Steve Blush, the author and bon vivant behind American Hardcore. It's back. Don't call it a comeback, Steve, but you've brought back the book bigger and better than ever. Tell me what's happening in the new edition of American Hardcore.
You know, like the whole punk rock revival is happening with Green Day and Offspring, and everybody's talking about hardcore. And
you saw a chance to make some money, didn't you, Steve?
Sniffed it out.
You know, I've had that said to me about how cashing in on hardcore, and there's a lot of better things I could have done to cash in.
I've been trying to cash in on hardcore for 30 years. It doesn't work.
You got a whole book full of people trying to do that. Yeah. They're all in the welfare line, aren't they?
Oh my God. Yeah, no, I figured it's definitely around $1 an hour. Yeah.
And you're lucky, Steve, that the dwarves just came in under your cutoff. Otherwise, I would have been busting your balls about not being in this damn book. But it is an assortment of classic bands from the first wave of angry hardcore, overwhelmingly a white-dominated, teenage guy-dominated, angry guy with short hair-dominated form of music. Why is hardcore the form of music that people who like rock and roll just don't like?
Well, I think it does its best to really, you know, fuck with everybody who likes rock and roll. You know, I think you're turning against rock and roll if you were into hardcore. I mean, that was 70s and 80s rock. I mean,
you focused in on 1980 was your starting point with hardcore. You know, a little different than those originally Ramones, New York type bands. Why 80? Why'd you pick that date out of there? A nice round number?
I don't think I chose it. I think it chose itself. Hardcore, when it starts in 1980s, is this thing that really comes out of the suburbs. So there was kids like looking taking the angles.
Steve, wouldn't you say that it has a lot in common with folk music in the sense that it sort of came up in little venues that were off the beaten path and it would be a little subgroup of people?
Well, I think it has a lot in common of a lot of alternative music forms, and, you know, folk was one and blues was one, you know, I guess hippie culture, certain parts of its underground.
The other thing that's always been interesting to me about hardcore is that it goes so fast that it sort of avoids the classic imitating black music thing. Of all the musical forms, it seems like the one that's sort of the least R&B and blues derived. Even though the chord progressions are still the same, the sheer speed.
That's even said in the American hardcore film. It was like and I certainly picked up on that when I wrote the book. It was like the first rock music that wasn't ripping off black people.
And black people seem to hate it. There's so little of it. You lean heavily on the Bad Brains, but of course they had their reggae side where they could go for something you could dance to or groove to, and then they would sort of switch into hardcore. But them aside, it's pretty much exclusively white young males. So
there's really no getting around it. You know, it's like a few people have told me like my book is like anti-female because it doesn't push the female perspective enough, but I think it really was a scene of...
Not sure you could push the female perspective if you tried, right?
Right. I mean, we pushed them out from the beginning. was the worst thing about it and why everybody hated hardcore, because there weren't enough women around it and there weren't enough female bands. We were dying for that where I was.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I did have to point out with this book, I know it's a little, you know, incorrect for some people, but you have to say, what is this about this world about a bunch of guys with no shirts jumping on top of each other?
Hard to get around the homoerotic angle, isn't it?
You know, if we're going to call football players gay, we have to take it when they throw it at us. Well, Steve, we're going to quit this segment and throw on some stuff from your 24 hours of hardcore. Let's you throw out a tune. What do you want to hear on Radio Like You Want?
Oh my God, there's like, how about like American Waste by Black Flag from the Chunks compilation?
You got it. It's American Waste from Black Flag, courtesy of Stephen Blush, American Hardcore on Radio
Like You Want.
Back here with Steve Blush. The man is a living legend who will last a lifetime. We're talking about his tour for the book, for the new revamped version of the book. What's going on, Steve? Where have you been to, and what kind of wacky misadventures have you had out there?
Well, it's been pretty interesting. I've been trying to not do like the typical author reading in-store kind of thing, which is as boring to me as it is to the people who would even go. And so I, in my promotion, I actually went back to my roots. I hooked up with someone I used to know who worked at SST Records, who used to be the publicist to Mike Whitaker, who we used to call Spaceman. he was living in L.A., and he decided he had to quit the music business and looked at a map of the U.S., and he and his wife decided to move as far away as they could, so they moved to Portland, Maine. Straight
wow.
up, working in a library. And he said to me, he goes, do you want to come speak at libraries? It's, and I thought it was kind of subversive to kind of go and, you know, go to your public library with hardcore punk rock.
Well, plus they have chicks there with glasses. A lot of people don't.
When they let their hair down, they're hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They all look like Batgirl.
They're trying to tell me how the radical progressive platforms of the history of librarians. It kind of went over my head, but they were telling me about.
So what wound up happening out there? Did a lot of book lovers come out, or did a lot of weird hardcore people wind up at the library?
It was basically weirdos came to the library.
Nice.
For all the mainstream press that it got in terms of doing that. So I did that for like a half dozen cities in the Northeast, and then I went through a couple swaths of the Midwest and a few other places with a slideshow where I just basically know that the crowd I'm talking to is not exactly intellectual, so I show them big pictures.
Are you saying punk fans are dumb, Steve? I want you to go on the record here.
I think punk fans aren't exactly like, education isn't exactly like their top priority.
Listen, you can admit it. We can admit we're dumb here. That's part of what we
do. But you know what it is that we're all pretty smart, but we all sat in the back of the class and looked for trouble.
I masturbated back there. I don't know what you were doing.
I was like pulling girls' hair.
Well, Steve, once again, we got to start cranking some tunes from your 24 hours of hardcore. This time, I'm going to pick one. I got to pick one from a local favorite. This is quite a notorious band. If you enjoy drug dealing and murder, we're pulling out Bang. This is Acid on Radio.
Like you won't.
Not, this is not a full-scale riot. There are rules in all this bedlam, and the rules are being enforced. Yes, there is spitting and slam dancing and backflips into the crowd, but intentional violence and serious injuries are not common. The kids say it's just controlled aggression, and maybe it is, but it's guaranteed to scare any parent who sees it.
Sense. They make human race. I'll fight and kill until there's no more trace. That gun thing right in my head, send my guts all over the bed. Push up, fight, start the war. 10,000 bombs destroy the world. 3 seconds of pleasure, long enough to satisfy. 1 second of sickness, long enough to die. Destroy, destroy, destroy the human race. I'll fight and kill until there's no more trace. The earth cracks under my feet, bodies burn in the street. Civilization comes to a halt and all sign of man is swallowed up. 3 seconds of pleasure, long enough to satisfy. 1 second of sickness, long enough to die.
All right, we're back with Steve Blush. Now, Steve, you actually booked the madman himself. Tell me about some of the wacky misadventures with Fang after him being released. And of course, you did G.G. Allen. What are some of your adventures as a promoter, booker guy?
Well, you know, I did book. Basically, my whole connection to hardcore really, you know, was as a kid hardcore promoter in Washington, D.C. I went to college in fall of 1980 and fell in with this whole new hardcore scene that starts with the Bad Brains and Teen Idols and all that. And actually, it was 30 years ago today, or this week or so, that Valentine's Day in 1981, when Dez Cadena came through singing with Black Flag and played at the 930 Club, and that's the first time I kind of fell in with this scene. And
that was the seminal birth of Washington hardcore. Well, you know, that scene always had kind of, I mean, where was the decadence? Because it was so kind of cleaned up for airplay. It was all about, you know, straight edge and, you know, respect your girlfriend. And where was the, was there a dirty, stinking underbelly of the Washington hardcore scene that we just never heard about?
Yeah, you didn't hear about it too much. But and also a lot of these people were way more twisted than they're given credit for these days.
Okay. You know? So, yeah, let's hear some dirty secrets about Ian MacKay. Like, was he... What was it, 4-year-old Laotian boys? What was the...
Dude, I can't talk about what I didn't see.
Okay. Sometimes, but did you get a soundtrack? Did you hear it? Back of the bus?
I have to tell you, though, that if most of those guys, like when a few of the scene leaders were out of the way, were definitely looking for the drugs. That's all I got to say.
Uh-huh. Okay, fair enough. Well, speaking of looking for the drugs...
Well, Blake, hold on now. We started off this segment. You were asking about booking Sammy Town from Fang. He was convicted of murder.
That's right.
And did some time. And you're also talking about booking some shows here with G.G. Allen. Now, Steven, you booked G.G. just before he went into jail, and you booked Sammy Town after he got out of jail. So you got these crazy jailbird things going on here.
What was the story? Best gig you booked for G.G.?
I booked G.G. Allen at the Cat Club in New York, a really notorious show where he threw his fecal matter at the crowd. And
isn't that all his shows?
And the Cat Club was kind of a upscale place, right? They must not have known what had hit him. It wasn't a hardcore club.
Well, I'll tell you this much. I had been booking some really cool, like I guess what you would call like the proto-alternative thing, you know, as that was happening. And... you know, I remember, I think the week before it was like Einstein's and Neubauten and Die Kreuzen had been a few weeks before that. And
a little artsy.
Nicely. I was building up like this cool scene and I booked G.G. Allen through Michael Board of Art and Artless and all those bands and some of those, that great...
And the Roar cassette compilations, which was how I came upon G.G.
Yeah, of course. So that was the whole connection and I... booked it, and I'm with my friends, like, oh, isn't this great, and I saw G.G. tell all his friends to go to the left side of the stage, and everybody at the right side of the stage got wrecked.
Just covered in shit.
So that was pretty much the end of my career at the Cat.
Your New York booking career. They didn't love you anymore. Well, we're going to play a little bit of Gigi Allen, the shit flinger himself, my favorite ape. We're here with Steve Blush, the author, the bon vivant behind American Hardcore. This is Radio
Like You Want.
It's getting hot. It's coming to me. Just for you. Suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it. Hot candy pop. Hot candy crisp. Hot candy stick. Stick it in your mouth. Don't take it out. You want me. I want you. It's no romance. Just fucking screw. Suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it. Hot candy pop. Hot candy prick. Hot candy stick. Stick it in your mouth. Don't take it out. Coming to you.
I'm back again with Stephen Blush, author of American Hardcore, second edition, just came out. Used to be 178 pages, is now 179. Steve, you went all out with this second edition, doing book tours all over the place. What do you got coming up? Tell us some dates where we can catch you.
Well, you know, I just came back from a Los Angeles run of doing these...
Oh, yeah, I want to hear about that, the panel discussions.
Yeah, I did these panel discussions of kind of giving props to L.A., you know, as pretty much the birthplace of hardcore, really.
You're goddamn right, and I'm glad an East Coast guy can admit it.
Finally. Finally it's on record. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, and it's totally the truth. You know, this is exactly where the whole scene was born of. So I did a panel with Keith Morris and Tony Cadena.
Nice.
Lisa Fancher from Frontier Records and the great photographer Edward Culver.
Oh, yeah.
Totally turned Book Soup on Sunset upside down.
I bet. How'd that go down? Did you pack the place in? Craziness?
Yeah, and it was like, you know, punk rock legacy. You know, it's like giving almost like an academic platform to this, you know, non-academic form is pretty, again, pretty subversive. I like it.
You're keeping it alive, Steve. You're doing what hardcore was always about. You're still DIY. You're still pumping it out. It's just you. It's not the corporation of Stephen Blush.
Oh, I thought it was Inc.
This is not, you know, limited liability, Steve
LLC Blush.
And a lot of people don't know, he's now working with a gay organization called Adam and Steve for gay rights.
Yeah.
I thought those were your dinner guests coming over later, Blush.
Oh, that's right. Shit, I'm sorry. San Francisco, I get confused sometimes, but Steve Blush, pushing the cause of hardcore for life.
Steve, you got some dates coming up. Your website says TBA. Any details on that?
Green Apple.
Oh, you're doing Green Apple here in San Francisco. That's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, and I'm going to do something with
what's the date?
People from the old hardcore scene, and also my old friend Laura Albert, aka JT Leroy.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
You got to get Nikki Sicky out there, some sick pleasure.
For those of you who don't know, JT Leroy pulled off one of the great literary hoaxes of all time and pissed a lot of people off here in San Francisco and around the world. We applaud, of course, the hoax masters here on Radio Like You Want. We're not fucking around when we say it's true hardcore for the hard on the, we're hard on the inside, Mike. We're
all
not just hard
through
on the outside.
It's like solid.
That's right.
It's not just hardcore, we're just solid.
That's right. We are just inflexibly, retardedly hard. Steve, you brought hardcore back to the masses. Thank you. We love you at Radio Like You Want.
Yeah, well, check out the dates. Catch Steven on his book tour, AmericanHardcoreBook.com. Got that right, Steve?
That is correct. You'll find all my tour dates right there.
Thanks so much for joining us, man. Appreciate it. Let's get back to 24 Hours of Hardcore. These are all songs from Steve's site, 24 Hours of Hardcore, right here on Radio.
Like You Want.
You're a fool!
Their music is satire, grotesque satire, but satire nonetheless. That's probably not much comfort for parents if their kids are young, unsophisticated, and take the punk message seriously.
Angry Samoans right there. They saved Hitler's cock, but Blag, you know that because you got it in a sock.
That's right. I inherited it. I actually inherited Hitler's cock. I
into
use it
Blag,
regularly.
I leave Hitler's cock.
The only thing is girls laugh about the pubic hair because it's just one little rectangle of it right underneath.
Well, he had style down there, let me tell you. He was trend-setting. Women throughout the world copied his ass for years.
I'll tell you what, man.
Anyways, hardcore classic right there, yada, yada, yada. Before that, Rick Elric, No Respect from the Nardcore compilation. And Husker Du, man, that is some hardcore Husker Du. I'm not sure I heard too many hardcore Husker Du songs like that.
I'll tell you what, I remember when they were like known as the fastest band in the world, right? But that sounds even weirder.
That's
I don't
even
remember
faster,
any thrash
right? Charred Remains right there. This is all from the 24 Hours of Hardcore on AmericanHardcoreBook.com. Pick these things up. Aggression before that. Slamming in the Club from the Copulation. They morphed that into a different song later on their Must Be Mistaken. What the?
Oh, wait a minute.
Women and hardcore? I didn't know there was such a mixture, Black.
I am woman. Hear me roar in numbers too big to ignore. And I know too much to go back.
Oh, yeah. Time once again for the estrogen OD, the softer K. caring, more touching side of Radio Like You Want. Blag, what do we have this week?
This week, we've got the lovely Dinah Cancer and her classic rock and roll combo, 45 Graves.
Fucked by the devil!
Apparently, there's some frenetic individuals in the front row who have taken that orange shit, and they're going crazy. So just stop getting up on the stage, because we just have like this little tiny piece of land that we can call our own, and we would like to keep it.
Remember how bad you guys all feel about the Indians and stuff, you know? Same thing.
Oh, how sad.
This one's called The Modern Way. It's on our new record. Buy it when it comes out. I need a drink.
Modern Way.
You belong.
from See, the this is why everybody hates hardcore, because it sounds like that.
Bullshit, dude. That song is a classic. MIA, one of the coolest bands that I had the pleasure of seeing back in the day.
Listen, I have their split record with Genocide, yeah, fool. Don't think I wasn't a hardcore idiot.
That's the one. Now, so they start out in Las Vegas and then moved to SoCal. Vocalist Mike Connolly took over there, and you heard him on that one. That one came straight from the band themselves. That one is not released anywhere. Privilege to Me Only. MIA Live at the Concert Factory, Modern Way. Before that, Dinah Cancer, 45 Grave, Fucked by the Devil. Blag, this show is just too hardcore for me. I can't take it anymore. It's too much hardcore.
I understand, and that's why. Oh,
it's almost a relief.
I'm telling you what, man. It's time to revisit the garage. You know how we do.
It came from the garage. One of my favorite features, a fan favorite. What's up this week? Blag.
Let me tell you something. You remember the Music Explosion with their classic bubblegum hit, A Little Bit of Soul, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this one is wacky. Mike found this one. I'd never heard it before. It's called Hey La La La. And this is some crazy shit from the Music Explosion. You got to dig it on radio.
Like everybody wants.
This is Jamie, the Music Explosion speaking. And I'd better blow your mind with a swing, a little tune that goes something like this. Oh, baby, can't.
Some new magazines in your hip, but your music is shit and your management doesn't fool us. Your 15 minutes are through, despite the play on YouTube. Fuck you! The fact is that you really can't even sing though, or do anything yo, but advertise soft drinks and shoes. Your 15 minutes are gone, don't worry, we'll carry on.
Funny how fast we forget, y'all bastards ain't mastered it yet. CDs, we outlasted your step, but climb, I see. Swell of time to shine and eat, in 99 y'all can't compete. Loud records, yeah, we run the streets with Woo, Big Pun and Infamous. Beat rock and brother son, get into this. Ever since the team, I've been plotting for cream. Ain't nothing stopping my dream of us locking the scene. But yeah, finally we capitalizing. Off the rhyming, it's surprising how we rising. Reaching new horizons, analyzing, masterminding, combining with the best. Enterprise is still shining and climbing. Fuck the rest, trying hard to maintain it. While you get it up the anus, like Greg Louganis, talking about you rich and famous. I keep the stain to steal, and one shot, one kill. And don't mistake sales, keep the skills for real. Fuck
that, respect the sex, all the sex. Fuck that, respect the sex, all the sex.
The maker, owner, plus some.
niggas. Young bucks and brolic bitches, politicking with the globe and exchange the cop riches. Dynamic vocal, span global, ran locals off the avenue. You brand new cats can never handle. The one man brigade known to raid the airways. White rhymes with survival knives bleeding the page. The rap attacks like Mr. Magic with tragic results electrifying. Imagine the vote, burn tracks like Pirelli's. The sun chain melody trapped inside your memory may cause a felony. The antidote for the whack votes you blow. Rap pro holding too much weight to overthrow.
I bring the hell shit, UG.
Scientists back to blindness.
I bring the hell shit, UG.
Verbal slaughter, rap skills kill like orca. Quick to off yard and float off like flying saucers. My rhyme torches, leaving cats begging for life. Third leg in your wife, sharp like the nails that punctured your palm to Christ. When I write rhymes, I slice lines and leave your dome froze like white lines. Shorten your life signs.
Oh,
till
yes,
I strike five,
once again, the Wu-Tang Clan.
Can I get you some flag? Lay down some rhymes.
I'll tell you what, it's verbal slaughter from the motherfucking Blag the Ripper. Largest penis fake rapper in town. You know how I do. That's Wu-Tang Clan with the Cellar Dwellers. I got to bring you hip-hop here and there, boys and girls.
Flag, your 15 minutes is up, my friend. We just heard the Dwarves, Born Again right there. Radio Like You Want exclusive track and one of my personal favorites from the forthcoming Dwarves are Born Again. Can't wait for that. Blag, tell all your fans when that's coming out.
It's due to drop May 3rd, kids, and I do not mind shamelessly self-promoting on this motherfucker. Everybody who's heard the Dwarves are Born Again is tripping their fucking balls off. I'm still a fucking genius, Mike. Eat a dick.
Don't neuter all your fans, Blag. And I hope that message didn't go out to the music explosion. We heard them before there with one of my favorites, Hey, La La La.
I never heard that one. That's a garage one that got by me. Mike, you amaze me week
after
week.
That's a classic. That's what I do. That's what we do to all the listeners out there in international radio land, because this is radio
like
they
want. And I'll tell you what, www.radiolikeyouwant.com is where you want to go.
Oh.
Call us up. Send us an email. Rock and roll. This is for Egypt, for Tunisia.
Get lost in my own zone. Switch your chromosomes. Bones hard like stones from ancient Rome.
Straight up and down.
Greedy worldwide.